You're single, you want a relationship, but maybe you're just not ready to be in one. And we have the painfully honest ways to tell you you're not ready. Like, for example, if you whisper sweet nothings, climb into bed, snuggle with your dog, and you're perfectly content, but you're like, oh yeah, I do wish I could have a relationship. You're not ready. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that with your dogs and your cats or whatever your pets are, but you also, they can't just be your only life.
Right. If the dog is your obsession, then you're probably just like, you don't care about being with other people.
Well, there are seriously people, maybe you've met somebody like this, who they're like, well, I don't want to go out on a Friday or Saturday or whatever night because my dog's at home.
Yeah. I've definitely heard that.
You have to be willing to leave your dog at home to go out and meet people.
Yes.
There are some
people. Definitely heard that before. Yes. You're right. Okay. And a little pet peeve, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're on a date or whatever, even if you're just picking the person up and you come in and you have large dogs. That's like one of my pet peeves. They're like jumping on you nonstop. You're like, no. And you try to act cool. No, I like this. I like my legs getting scratched up right before we go out. No, it's fine. I like slobber all over my shirt. Thank you.
I was definitely guilty of that when I was dating. A couple times, Maisie jumped on some of the guys I was making out with. actively making out with.
She's a CB. Yeah. I didn't know Maisie was a CB.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to get some of that.
She wanted to get in there.
Yeah.
And she did.
Wait, what?
She got more tongue than I did.
Yeah. Can you guys need to tell us?
I love labs.
Labs are the best. And then I found her dad.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, rest in peace, Maisie. Now we have Olive. Yeah. Another sign that you are not ready to be in a relationship, even if you think you are, you engage in friends with benefits or casual intimacy, probably with the same person. You're not.
FWB.
No.
What's wrong with that?
Because you have to
break
it off.
It's against your religion. That's what's wrong with it.
Well, in my growing up, in our religion, friends with benefits is somebody you made out with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hand holding.
It's whatever the level is. Where you're like, hey, we both don't want to be in a relationship, so you make out with somebody.
I guess I overreacted for your explanation.
I'm telling you, I'm this close to punching Ozempic Matt in his face.
Why?
Oh, boy. You can't.
Don't take your anger
and
your relationships out on me.
No, I'm not. If I did, I would have done it a long time ago.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy. That's true.
I'll leave it at the door.
Okay.
And then as soon as I walk out the door, it's waiting for me.
It is.
Right back into my body.
It's waiting at the door. It jumps you from the bushes and beats you up before you get to the car.
Here's my rage.
It parks a stool outside and waits.
Yeah. It's like, I'm still here. I'm like, dang it.
Do you know what? I actually identify with that. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Like when I come in here, it's a little bit of therapy, mostly just like laughing, you know, like for the most part, having a good time. And then I get in my car and I'm like, responsibility.
It's me.
Yes.
I want responsibilities.
Don't. If you are engaging in a friends with benefits or a casual intimacy relationship, you don't view intimacy as a deeply sacred connection. You don't, because it's casual. You can do it with anybody. But then if you're ready for a relationship, then it's maybe you're like, you know what? I'm going to put all of that to the side and focus on finding that with somebody.
Squid, what do you think?
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It totally makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, Squid? But then I'm like, if I have a friends with benefits, it doesn't mean that I don't want something more serious and deeper. It just means that I don't see it getting serious and deeper with said person.
I see what you're saying. Like you could have a friends with benefit. Because that's where you're at this point with that person.
Yeah, like,
and you both know,
like,
you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't have someone that I see like a legitimate future with as far as a significant other, but I still enjoy this person's company. So
no, you enjoy that person's what you're doing with them.
Well, yeah, he's looking for somebody else.
But
higher.
I can still enjoy someone's company and them not be my soulmate.
Is that what it is, though? You're looking for somebody else hotter?
I mean, no, not all the time.
That's okay to admit.
Most of the time. I mean, I don't know. When it comes to when I think about my life partner, which I hope to find someday, I don't think solely like they have to be this level of hotness. That's not my
You want to connect.
That's not my four. Yeah, that's not the first thing in my mind. Obviously, I still want to be very attracted to them.
Yes.
But,
well, you wouldn't be with them if you weren't attracted
to
them.
Yeah, I got to vibe with you first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, you're gonna give the hot girl more of a chance to vibe than not, right?
Well, Not necessarily. Like, if I have a friend that,
I know that this is breaking news for Jason, but you're a normal person, Squid.
Yeah,
No, he's not.
Attractive.
A more attractive person, male or female, gets a longer leash.
Yes, without a doubt.
Whether we want to admit to it or not,
like scientific
proof, there's a chart.
Let him explain. He hasn't even explained himself.
I was going to say, if I have a friend with benefits and say she's on the 1 to 10, she's a 9, and then I meet, let's say, a 7, but I get along with a 7 way better, and we're way more fun. I'd rather be with a 7 than a 9.
Mm-hmm. I get that, but there's a chart for this, and it's scientifically proven.
It's one dude.
By the Goodman Institute, he wrote it himself.
Jason likes it, so he says scientifically proven.
Right.
Yes, of course, that's the ultimate goal, but as Jared just pointed out, you're going to give the 9 a longer leash to try to figure out how to vibe.
Initially.
Yes.
Maybe in the first meeting or so.
Yeah, but then, I mean, eventually that gets to a point where I definitely don't see a future, and I'm like, all right, I don't want to be around you anymore.
I just think at first, like you might put up with more than or ignore more red flags based on their looks.
I think that in and of itself is a red flag for you. The fact that you are willing to put up with other people's red flags. It is. I'm not specifically.
99% of all men.
Fine. Yeah. Either way, I'm saying that red flag.
It absolutely is.
Who am I? Like, you're willing to put up with other people's red flags just because they're hot?
Yes.
Then you're settling.
But I think everything.
No.
Plus,
you want to get the most out of it.
You'll put up with those red flags if it is friends with benefits, but if you see the red flags, relationship should be off the table.
And that's what we're talking about. Yeah. It's like that. You're not ready for a relationship. You're ready for someone to just casually sleep with.
Yeah. The only thing is, everyone has red flags.
Yes, they do.
That's the problem.
Yes, but your goal should be to be. Thank you, Jason. I could name all of yours, but we don't have enough time. We don't have a year's worth of shows all in one.
Thank you, Katie.
It's called serial content.
Yeah.
We have
Jason's
next
red
episode.
Flag of the day. The new topic.
Oh my God! Beautiful.
That'd be funny.
That would be like four years.
It's time. We're Jason Goodman's red flag of the day.
But I forget what I was saying.
No, but you're exactly right, Kate. Of course it's a red flag if you consciously are saying, I don't like that, but
the goal should be that you're trying to be with and hopefully vibe with somebody who has the least amount of red flags.
I think it's
not
human,
just like, I'll put up with them.
Human male instinct that we don't even know we're doing it to overlook certain things.
I think you know you're doing it.
Some of you know.
Tell one of your friends or somebody who's on the outside one of the things that is a red flag, and they'd be like, that's a red flag.
Oh, yeah.
You know you're doing it.
Outsiders see it fast.
You know
you're
doing it.
You make better excuses for it.
100%.
I think it is subconscious. I think if some, like, all of a sudden a hot girl's joke that's not funny is hilarious. You're so funny. But if somebody else said it, we'd be like, that's the worst joke I've ever heard.
I don't think that's a red flag. That's just telling a not funny joke.
I'm just saying ways that we overlook things.
For me, a lack of sense of humor is a red flag.
Yeah, it is.
Those are two different things, though. Mm-hmm. But,
mm-hmm.
But also, the lower you go, as a male, the lower you go down on your look scale or whatever, I think you get shorter leash. You get less opportunities.
Yes.
Or based on, you know, as Jason, we don't have to go into your whole childhood or anything, but you've said, like, oh, you know, girls don't even give me a chance because you're short.
Most.
Or, you know, or if, you know, so I see what you're saying, but the goal should be to try to find somebody who has the least amount.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And then the chart said you cannot find super hot with no red flags. It's a balance.
The Goodman chart, again.
It's not. It's
the
another
thing
chart
you wrote.